It looks like we have a quorum, so I think I'll begin. Okay. So I'd like to call this April 29th Arizona State Board of Optometry meeting to order at 1 o'clock. Ms. Chavez, would you please call roll?
Yes, Madam President. Thank you. Dr. Mastores? Dr. Mastores? Noted absent. Dr. Cohen?
Present.
Dr. Carpenter?
Here.
Ms. Galan?
Here.
Dr. Moffitt?
Present.
Let the record show that we still have two vacant public member seats. Madam President, we do have a quorum. Ms. Whelan?
You're on mute, Margaret.
Ms. Whelan?
Sorry, I'm present.
Noted. Veronica Chavez, present. Legal counsel, Mona Baskin?
Present.
Madam Chair, Ms. Baskin, I'd like to clarify the record that we actually have one public member and one professional member vacant. Madam Chair?
The board meeting statement of purpose. A license to practice optometry in this state is a privilege granted by the Arizona legislature through the Optometric Practice Act. In 1907, on behalf of the people of the state, the legislature created the Arizona State Board of Optometry to regulate the practice of the profession of optometry, issue licensure where appropriate, and in general, assure the public that the practice of optometry will be conducted with reasonable skill and safety by persons who meet the curriculum requirements to hold a Doctor of Optometry degree from an accredited optometry school. To enforce the Optometric Practice Act, the board reviews applications for licensure and complaints relative to the conduct of its licensed optometrists and is charged with determining if the provisions of the Optometric Practice Act are met. In addition, the board may promulgate rules and policies in conformity with the stated purpose of the board and the mission as mandated by law. As of January 1, 2019, all board meetings are digitally recorded with the recordings of the audio available to the public on the board's website under the consumer information link. Agenda item C, request for waiver of hours or extension of time to complete continuing education pursuant to AAC R4-21-212. Number one, Alethea Wong, OD. So it looks like Dr. Wong completed seven of her CE hours. However, she did it 11 days before the start of the renewal period for her license. They weren't claimed on the previous CE submittal or the CE submittal period. Is there any discussion? And then Dr. Wong has requested a waiver of those 7 hours. She is turning in the balance of her hours within the renewal period. Is there any discussion among the board members regarding Dr. Wong's request for a waiver for these 7 hours?
Yes, Dr. Moffitt, this is Dr. Cohen. We have the discretion in there for serious illness or unusual factors to be able to grant such a waiver. Would this constitute, mm-hmm. when we look at it with what went through with the pandemic and how it affected continuing education, as well as her oversight of the dates, would that reach that level of unusual circumstances?
I'm under the impression that's for us to determine. In my opinion, Dr. Wong was pregnant and was trying to plan ahead for her pregnancy. And we had a pandemic where hours had to be negotiated, sometimes online, sometimes in person, but a lot of them online. I guess what's important to me here is that she did the hours. She met the requirement. She just missed the renewal period by 11 days. 7 of those hours did, but she didn't claim them in the previous period. So she did meet the requirement as far as I'm concerned. In my opinion, she meets the requirements to have this waived.
Dr. Moffitt, this is Dr. Cohen. I agree 100% with what you just said.
Okay. Thank you. Dr. Carpenter, any thoughts?
Yes, this is Dr. Carpenter. I agree as well. So should I go ahead and make a motion that we go ahead and grant that waiver for the seven-hour routine.
I was going to ask Ms. Galan also, though, for her opinion.
I agree with everything that's just been said.
Dr. Carpenter, if you'd like to make a motion, that'd be great.
So then I motion that we go ahead and approve the request for the waiver of the 7 credit hours so they can be applied to her renewal.
Dr. Cohen, I second that.
Wonderful. Any further discussion? Okay. So we'll vote on Dr. Carpenter's motion to accept the waiver request from Dr. Wong regarding the 7 credit hours. Let's see here. Ms. Galan, how do you vote?
Aye.
Dr. Carpenter?
Aye.
Dr. Cohen?
Aye.
I also vote aye. Motion passes 4-0. Moving on to agenda item D, review, discussion, and possible action on pending endorsement license applications. Dr. Taylor, I see you're with us today, Dr. Taylor. Looks like he had a previous violation in the state of Alabama for the Optometric Practice Act where he failed to pay his renewal license on time. He was given a $1,000 fine and paid the fine, and his license was reinstated. Is there any discussion among the board regarding Dr. Taylor's qualifications for licensure endorsement?
I was going to say, this is Dr. Carpenter. The only question I have since Dr. Taylor is here, maybe would it be appropriate to ask him just to share the experience or the circumstances as to why it was not reviewed on or renewed on time?
Sure. Dr. Taylor?
Good afternoon. This happened in 2007. And I, for the life of me, cannot really remember the particulars of why I did not renew my license on time. And when I got notified that I had not, and that I was actually in violation of practicing without a license, it shocked me. But they levied that $1,000 fine. I paid that, and then they immediately reinstituted my license. But I really cannot remember what was happening that caused me not to renew it on time.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Taylor.
I have a question for you, Dr. Taylor. It looked to me record that this occurred within like a 2-week time period, that it was a kind of a quick lapse and quickly remedied. Is that accurate?
Correct.
Any further discussion among the board members or questions for Dr. Taylor?
This is Dr. Cohen. I just look at the circumstance and don't feel in any way this disqualifies Dr. Taylor. We all could make a mistake like that. And clearly two things. One, he remedied it quickly. And two, he did pay a fine as a penalty for failing to get his license. So I see no grounds to take any further action at this point.
I'm in complete agreement with you, Dr. Cohen. Dr. Carpenter, any thoughts?
I agree as well. So.
Ms. Galan?
I agree.
Okay. So I would move to accept Dr. Taylor's license for endorsement.
Does Dr. Cohen second that?
Okay. Any further discussion? Okay. We'll vote. Ms. Galan, there's a motion to accept Dr. Taylor's licensure for endorsement. How do you vote?
Aye.
Dr. Carpenter?
Aye.
Dr. Cohen?
Aye.
I also vote aye. Motion passes 4-0. Moving on to agenda item E, review, discussion, and possible action on pending renewal applications. Dr. Jennifer Jensen, any discussion regarding Dr. Jensen's pending renewal application?
This is Dr. Carpenter. just as I read her statements and reviewed everything. I don't feel that there's anything there that would disqualify her from a renewal application.
Okay, I tend to agree. It looked as best I could tell from the record that the court dismissed all of those charges. Any other comments, Dr. Cohen?
No, this one's clearly complicated, but feels as if based on the status in the court system that she apparently has satisfied whatever the requirements or it's been already resolved. So it should not impact her renewal.
I agree. Ms. Galan?
I agree as well.
Okay. Would anyone like to make a motion?
This is Dr. Carpenter, and I motion that we go ahead and issue the renewal license for Dr. Jensen.
It's Dr. Cohen, I'll second that, keeping it consistent.
So we have a motion to accept Dr. Jensen's licensure for renewal and a second. Any further discussion? Okay, so we'll vote. Ms. Galan, how do you vote?
Aye.
Dr. Carpenter?
Aye.
Dr. Cohen?
Aye.
I also vote aye. Motion passes 4-0. Agenda item F, review, discussion, and possible action on approval of testing center for proctoring of jurisprudence exam pursuant to AAC R4-21-203C. Agenda item number one, Macomb Community College proctoring services in Warren, Michigan, looks like. Any discussion regarding this as a potential proctoring site?
Yes, this is Dr. Cohen, and just so that it continues to be on the record, we know that Ms. Whalen and her team have already done the due diligence to review this prior to this coming to discussion for the board.
Madam President, members of the board, Dr. Cohen, yes, we absolutely have. It's acceptable to staff.
Thank you.
Any other comments from the board members? Dr. Carpenter shaking his head no at me. Ms. Galan? She says no also. Okay, is there a motion? Okay. I will move to accept the Macomb Community College proctoring services in Warren, Michigan as a acceptable testing center for proctoring of the jurisprudence exam. Is there a second?
This is Dr. Cohen, I'll second that.
Okay, any further discussion? Okay, we'll vote. Ms. Galan, how do you vote?
Aye.
Dr. Carpenter?
Aye.
Dr. Cohen?
Aye.
I also vote aye. Motion passes 4-0. Agenda item G, call to the public. Would any of the public members anyone in the public like to address the board at this time? Okay, I hear nothing. So agenda item H, do I have a motion to adjourn?
This is Dr. Cohen. I'll make that motion, but I also want to thank Ms. Whalen for doing a great job in trying to pull this meeting together because I know we're time constraints of what we're required to respond, and I think we all appreciate all of her efforts to be able to get us together for a quorum.
Thank you. You as well. Take you away from your patience. I'm sorry about that.
Is there a second?
This is Dr. Carpenter. I will second that motion.
Okay. Did you move to adjourn, Dr. Cohen? I'm not sure.
Yes, Dr. Muffin, I did.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And then Dr. Carpenter second. So any further discussion? All right. So we'll vote. Ms. Galan?
Aye.
Dr. Carpenter?
Aye.
Dr. Cohen?
Aye.
I also vote aye. Motion passes 4-0. This Arizona State Board of Optometry meeting is adjourned at 1:15.
Thank you, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
All
right.
Thank you, everyone.
Okay. Bye. See you in June.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you.